Gone in 60 Seconds is the new summer action movie starring Nicolas Cage and produced by Jerry Bruckheimer. It's also our last film review by John Powers, who's giving up reviewing films.
More and more, the movie in my head is not the movie that Hollywood is making. When I first heard about Gone in 60 Seconds, about car thieves who try to rip off 50 top-end cars in 24 hours, I thought of Steve McQueen, perhaps the last American screen actor who conveyed the sense that he would know how to hotwire a car or dismantle the club. I pictured a small, taut, gritty story about the expertise of an impassive, technique-minded man who's suddenly faced with losing everything, but who goes ahead because honor dictates that he has to get the job done. I'm still waiting to see that movie. The actual Gone in 60 Seconds is a loud, fragmented blockbuster of the new school, like the Indy 500 dropped into a Cuisinart. Nick Cage stars as Memphis Raines, a master car thief who's retired from the business. But when his brother, that's Giovanni Ribisi, gets in trouble with a gangster, Memphis agrees to save his brother's life by stealing those 50 cars. He quickly assembles his crew, which includes a savvy old-timer played by Robert Duvall, a silent brute known as the Sphinx, and his old girlfriend Sway, played with amusing swagger by Angelina Jolie, who looks like a cross between a ghost and a harpy. To make Memphis's task even more difficult, he's being tailed by his old nemesis, a police detective played by Delroy Lindo. Here, the two meet outside a bar.
6 years ago, you make a real smart move. You know, you retire from a lab that's gonna get you busted or killed, or maybe even both. And I'm thinking, I'm not putting you away when I had a chance. It's like this big fuck-up. This real impressive career that I've had.
Oh, yeah, well, without disappointment, you can't appreciate victory.
Eleanor, tell you that.
Well, now that's hidden below the belt.
Yeah, all right, let me tell you about below the belt, Randall. I tell you what, from here on out, if you walk across the street outside of a crosswalk, if you roll through a stop sign, if you use an aerosol can in a manner other than directed, I mean, I don't care. You make one slip and I will put you away for good.
As you can probably tell from this clip, Cage is giving yet another terrible performance. What happened to him? A friend jokingly suggested that Cage's Oscar for Best Actor contained some clause forcing him to become Sylvester Stallone. But frankly, Stallone would play Memphis with more conviction. Cage has lost the instincts that once made him a fascinating blend of the ardent and the offbeat. Now he's a hodgepodge of self-parodying mannerisms. Not that any actor could do much with Scott Rosenberg's script, which seems like a piece of lint that fell from Quentin Tarantino's navel. Rosenberg actually has somebody saying the line, "He will follow you like a stain on a mattress." Like a stain on a mattress? Such inept macho bluster is of a piece with Dominic Senna's direction, whose clumsiness is not disguised by the lickety-split music video-style editing. There's an art to action, and Senna doesn't have it. None of his car chases is a tenth as exciting as those in, say, The Road Warrior or Ronin. Then again, the real auteur of Gone in 60 Seconds is producer Jerry Bruckheimer, who, along with his late partner Don Simpson, shaped current film style in movies like Flashdance, Top Gun, and Armageddon. I don't dislike all of his movies. In fact, I was a big fan of Enemy of the State. But I am out of sympathy with them. Bruckheimer's forever pushing his movies toward pure sensation. There's no depth of character, no coherence in storytelling, no real acting, and no awareness of meaning. Bruckheimer deals in clichés, some harmless enough, like the master car thief and the blonde who digs him. Others less appealing, like the saucy black dude who never takes off his shades, or the bad driver Asian chick who causes an accident and keens when her driving teacher criticizes her. This is the second Bruckheimer movie in a row that seeks cheap laughs by humiliating Asian women. You're the boss, Jerry, so cut it out. When I tell people that I'm giving up film reviewing, they usually wonder why I'd abandon such a cool job. The short answer is pictures like this one. I don't mean this moralistically, nor am I suggesting that movies in America are somehow going to hell. Pop culture is always changing, and I don't doubt that there are people out there who can discover fresh new ways of being excited by what's hitting our screens. For my part, I simply find little pleasure or nourishment in something like Gone in 60 Seconds. This is a movie about stealing cars that has no interest in stealing or cars. We don't learn how car thieves work, or how they live, or what they love about cars, or whether they're just in it for the money. We don't learn about hot wiring or diffusing alarm systems. We don't even get a scene where a car has to be gone in 60 seconds. Steve McQueen weeps.
John Powers has been Fresh Air's film critic for 4 years. I suspect no one is sorrier than we are that John is giving up film criticism. We'll miss his recommendations, and we'll miss his perceptions, wit, and general sensibility even more. Perhaps his leaving would be easier to take if his editor here, Phyllis Myers, found him egotistical and difficult to work with. Well, Phyllis, did you?
Nah, he was great.
So we wish him well, and we hope to hear from him from time to time on Fresh Air. And by the way, you'll be able to read his book reviews in Vogue.